Over, of course, on ITV, you've got Britain's Got Talent, and with one of our own doing incredibly well there too, Jordan O'Keefe. He blew the judges away. Have a listen to this with his version of One Direction's Little Things.
Your hand fits in mine like it's made just for me. But that's in mine.
Nice voice.
It was meant to be. And joining up the dots with the freckles on your cheeks, it all makes sense to me. And I won't let these little things slip out of my mouth. But if I do, it's you. It's you, the adoption. I'm in love with you. It's all these little things. You can't go to bed without a cup of tea. And maybe that's the reason that you talk in your sleep. It's all these conversations, a secret said I keep. Though they make no sense to me. And I'll just let these little things slip out of my mouth. And it's true, it's you. It's you, the attitude. I'm in love with you. And all these little things.
Jordan's with us now. Good morning to you, Jordan.
How's things, Stephen?
Things are okay. That's the first time I've heard that, because I've been away, I've been abroad.
Yeah.
You're very, very good, sir. That's
thank you very much.
That's taking my breath away, actually. I think it's beautiful. You've got a beautiful voice, sir.
Thank you very much.
What was it like to be there?
See, at the time, Stephen, I arrived that morning at about 10 o'clock and I was really, really nervous. But then I went out to do a sound check, and it just, whenever you see the stage and the setup they have and the arena, it just, everything just went away. The nerves just completely went away. I was so.
Tell me what you mean by that, the setup. What do you mean by that?
The stage, the lights, and then you see how big the arena is. It's just amazing. Probably the best thing I've ever done in my life. It was unbelievable.
And of course, your story is interesting in itself, because you had applied for music college, right?
Yeah,
And what happened?
What had actually happened was I went on to an open day at the college, which is the North West Regional College, down here. And I chose to do music because that's what I wanted to do. And I came home and I told my dad, and he says he wasn't happy, but whatever, more or less. And then about a couple of weeks later, I got a letter out saying that my course had been changed to business, and I wasn't very happy, but had to be done.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, but
yeah.
When you said that you felt comfortable, that the nerves went when you saw the setup there.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think, and many people, it takes them decades. It sometimes, you know, sometimes it happens instantly. Sometimes it takes them 10 or 20 years.
Yeah.
But I reckon personally that sometimes you've just got your own little place. We've each got our own little place in life.
Yeah.
And I just wonder for you, when you stood on that stage there, was it like a hand into a glove? Is that why you felt comfortable? Because that was what you do. That's what you want to do.
It was exactly. See, if it had happened 2 years ago, I wouldn't have been able to do what I'd done. I probably would have flopped, to be honest, because I wasn't that confident 2 years ago. Or even last year, I wasn't that confident. I didn't have the confidence to go up and do that. But because I've been gigging around the town and doing bars and restaurants and stuff like that, it helps you a lot, because, as you say, whenever you get up there, it is like, you know, it's natural just.
What did Simon Cowell say to you?
Oh, he said, see, whenever he said, the first thing he said was...
Don't forget, I missed this show, so I'm totally blind to this. I have no idea what he said to you.
What he said was he didn't really like it at the start. And whenever he said that, now, I know he said it before, but at the time you are thinking, oh my God, this is, he doesn't like it. And then he went on to say that he absolutely loved it. And that's just amazing. You know, you dream of hearing that. And he said then to go on and say that the song was very, very clever and I could have done a straight copy, but he predicts very, very good things for me going forward. So,
you know, sometimes in these shows, Jordan, the cynics will say that you're being exploited, you're being manipulated, that they build you up and then nothing comes out of it. But yeah. but whether you get anything out of this particular show or not, mm-hmm. you can believe in yourself, can't you? You know, you've been on that major stage now.
Yeah.
And no matter what those judges do or don't say, you know you can do it. You're one of us from Northern Ireland. And just push yourself as hard as you can, mate.
Exactly.
What's your dream?
My dream is not to really become a massive star, although it would be amazing. They have that. That would be beyond my expectations, but... see if I can just get a career out of it and just not have to go back to being an estate agent or a trainee estate agent, then that would be a dream come true.
How old are you? Jordan?
How old am I, sorry?
Yeah.
I was 18 whenever I auditioned. I'm now actually 19. I was 19 there. On the 12th.
What an exciting time for you.
I know.
Listen, I'm going to be cheeky, right? You see, whenever that's over, at whatever stage it's over,
yeah.
I'm putting the bid in now, right? I don't care whether you're knocked out next week or whether you go on to be a big star. If you'll ever come down into the TV show for me on a Wednesday night, it would certainly be my pleasure, and I'd just love to see that Northern Ireland audience who pack that studio. I'd just love to have you in the centre stage of that studio with the Northern Ireland people around you.
That would be brilliant.
Will you consider that for us?
100%.
Good man, Jordan. And I wish you all the best. I'm sure Derry and
the rest of your mom's very proud of you.
And good luck, sir.